Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
If you can't see yourself succeed first, it won't happen. What is going on, guys? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today it's Monday again. Happy Monday. Happy beginning of the week. We're going to talk about mindset because this is the right time to make things happen. We tell all my clients, you want to front load your week so that even if you have a problem on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, it doesn't really matter because you've done a lot of work already at the beginning of the week, so you can still have some room for error down the road. But if you fail to have a productive Monday, you're not going to feel good about yourself, you're going to beat yourself down, and then the whole week is not going to be as good as it's supposed to be, all right? So the reason why I said if you can't see yourself succeed first, it won't happen is because there's a lot of people that want to do great things, and I'm all for it. You always want to have big goals, but when you have big goals, but then the expectation of you succeeding is very low, you're really not gonna make it. I'm sorry to say that. There's a reason why a lot of people do all that visualization work every single morning when they wake up, including myself. Now, always remember, if you focus on something for an extended period of time, that thing will become reality. If you focus on smoking weed and chilling and playing video games every single day for 3 years, guess where you're going to find yourself? It's pretty easy to understand, right? When you think about, you know, big picture things. But what about when you start thinking and doubting yourself every single day, when you wake up in the morning and you have a business and you want to scale your business, you want to start hiring staff members, but then as soon as you think about, oh, I got to hire people, you're going to start thinking, well, you know, I am not a very productive person myself, so how am I going to manage people and make them productive? Or you're going to think, well, I have never scaled a business before, so I can't do it, or I don't know how to do it. All those limiting beliefs that you tell yourself, even once a day, that's all it takes, that one seed that you plant in your mind, it's slowly going to grow into a small plant, and then eventually it will actually become the fruit of your imagination and will become reality. If you tell yourself that you're not a productive individual, you will not be productive. If you tell yourself that you can't quit a bad habit, a drinking habit, a smoking habit, a sleeping in habit, going to bed late habit, if you tell yourself that you're not going to be able to do it, you say, well, I'm going to try. Even if you think that you're trying to do, you know, good things, you're trying to quit that habit or you're trying to start a new habit, but you still in the back of your mind have that limiting belief that you're not good enough or you've never done it before, therefore you're not going to be able to do it in the future. That small limiting belief will stick with you and will stop you from achieving greatness, from achieving what you really want to do. You're going to be sold 100%. So the things that I want you to do, just to give you an actionable point right now, will be to sit down or stand up, be by yourself. This is very important. Do this when you're by yourself. Count up to four. One, two, three, four. And once you do that, I want you to completely impersonate a future version of yourself. Maybe dealing with a big client, talking to your staff members, or having a big meeting, town hall, in front of hundreds, even thousands of people that work for you. I mean, where are you going to be 20 years from now? And I want you to do this exercise every single day. It doesn't have to be a long exercise. It can even be a 2-minute role play by yourself. And I want you to stand the way you would stand if you were actually giving that speech. I want you to sit and work and pretend that you're working as if you were at your big CEO desk of a big corporation or a big company that you've already created by then, right? This is you projecting yourself 10, 20 years, 30 years down the road. What are you doing? How are you acting? How are you moving? You have to understand that when you impersonate your future self the way you want to portray yourself in the future, you are going to start thinking differently. You'll notice that once you do that on a daily basis, once you're going to have those limiting beliefs will stand out. Because if you're always acting, mentally acting, as if you're ready in the future, those limiting beliefs will pop out like, you know, a sore thumb, literally will be right there for you to see and tell yourself, you know what? I shouldn't be thinking this. I am an inner who you want to be in the future. So this is the way that you can do it. You need to see yourself succeed first. Once you do that, everything else will fall into place. All right. So I hope you enjoyed the short episode, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.